For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Good morning, Peter.
Well, good morning.
Very excited this weekend coming up, my Art Park event. Javier and I hosting a party for Ari Moore, but they're doing Taylor Mack Holiday Sauce Pandemic, and it's this Saturday. Taylor Mack, brilliant drag artist, performance artist, Broadway personality. He wrote the sequel to Titus Andronicus and Pulitzer finalist, and it's a big old LGBTQ plus holiday party.
MacArthur genius.
He is.
Get some sleep, Anthony. You're going to have to be sharp. Keep up.
Please, I'm just having a cocktail. We're going to have a good time. Check that out at artpark.net. And that's this Saturday. And it benefits the Pride Center in Buffalo and Niagara Pride. So if everyone could please take a look at that. Something else in the zeitgeist. You're aware of TikTok, I assume.
Well, I heard the president complain about TikTok once or twice.
I won't comment on that. But the development of theater and expansion of creativity. Did you hear about this guy? And it was on the Late Late Show with James Corden. This guy who wrote a grocery store musical number, a big Broadway number, and it's just wonderfully subversive in all the right ways, both an homage and parody of contemporary Broadway. Let's listen to a little of the grocery store musical.
And we're fighting in a grocery store, and I love you, but I don't know if I like you anymore. We're standing right in aisle 9, and you promised everything was fine.
And then they had this guy on the Late Late Show.
Is this a local boy makes good story here?
It is. The guy's from Lancaster.
All right.
And he's here with us. Welcome, Daniel Mertzloft.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's your high school?
I went to Lancaster High School. Very lucky. We have such an incredible arts program there. You know, I did choir and band, but the orchestra program is amazing. And of course, the theater department was fantastic. And of course, Gary Lee, the fantastic teacher, has since retired. But I know that it's still up and running, and I'm doing some outreach and programs with them right now, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's great. Reaching back. I love it.
Exciting for you, exciting for them both.
What was the big musical when you were a senior?
We actually did a pilot. We were the first high school to do The Drowsy Chaperone, which was so much fun. And we were nervous that people would show up. And at the first performance, it was pretty full. And then the next one, it was like packed. And then it was just sold out for the rest of the run because word of mouth, people were like, you have to see this. This is the funniest show I've ever seen.
I think I was born to play Man with Chair, don't you?
Yes.
Daniel agrees. All right. Daniel, perhaps you could write an original musical for me so I don't have to do that one. That would be just lovely. And you did that for the Late Late Show. They asked you to write a Thanksgiving musical number. So it's a guy complaining about Thanksgiving, and then the guy's mother comes in and sings a part, and the guy's father comes in, and they all link together very cleverly, and everyone has a different reaction. There's that horrible uncle who just goes off on something political, and there's a soprano part, which is the smoke detector. This is just getting too hot for me. Daniel, you wrote all of that, right? You wrote all of that.
Correct, yeah. In collaboration with a couple writers and producers over at the Late Late Show, because it was a very collaborative process. We first came up with the concept, and I turned in 10 different versions of what the song could be like. And once they picked one, then we started exploring what different characters we might want. And then I started writing individual parts for each of those characters. It was very writer's room type, where I would send over those, and then I'd get notes back of, hey, we love this. We think this would be funnier. What if we took this angle on this character instead? So it was very collaborative. But yeah, I did end up writing all of them with, of course, lots of help from the Late Late Show in terms of crafting those characters.
Which is pretty normal. Musicals are hugely collaborative, which a lot of people don't know, that the book writer writes a whole scene and then finds that that's all ripped out and it's become part of a song, and they have to kind of back and forth. But what they didn't tell you was how they were casting it, right?
Correct. Yeah, they told me it was going to be the Late Late Show family Thanksgiving. So I knew James would hop on, but all the other characters, I thought it would be other folks from the Late Late Show because they have the fantastic band and they have the fantastic writers and producers who are all performers as well.
But that's not what happened.
It certainly was not. I had no idea that all of a sudden the biggest stars of Broadway, some of my like biggest icons, would start appearing on screen singing my music. And, you know, I'm glad they filmed my reactions because I basically blacked out while I was watching. I almost have no memory. It was too shocking.
Well, the first one up was Kristen Chenoweth, and she appeared before she sang. And the look on your face as you recognized Kristen Chenoweth. And that was just the beginning.
Now, Kristen Chenoweth plays your mom in this video.
Yes. So Kristen popped up as my mom, and immediately I thought, this is not just going to be one person. There's going to be more. So it was Kristen who, you know, Wicked defined my middle school life. Like, that was my obsession.
And she's the original Glinda.
Yeah, and then Josh Gad pops up as the turkey, who I love, you know, from Frozen, but Book of Mormon is what I really love him from. And then Patti LuPone came in as my grandma, and Patti, I mean, she's like just a queen among humans.
A goddess, right?
Yes. I love her more than anything in the entire world. And then Josh Groban comes in as the uncle, who's just so funny on that. And then, of course, we rounded off with 6-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald, starring as the smoke detector.
The height of her career.
I think so as well.
As do your parents. Just amazing. Now, the musicianship of this is, your education clearly did not end at Lancaster High School, right? What is your resume? What happened to you after Lancaster?
Yeah, I actually went to SUNY Potsdam at the Crane School of Music with a double major in music education and composition. So I'm actually a classically trained composer. I'm not like a musical theater trained composer, although I did, after I graduated, I did the BMI Musical Theater Writing Program, which Alan Menken went through. Maury Yeston, Bobby and Kristen Lopez met there. So in good company of the alums of that program as well.
Now, at what point did the phone start just ringing off the hook for you?
So calls started coming as soon as the grocery store musical hit for Good Morning America and Inside Edition. I mean, that's how I got James Corden. And then it sort of died down again. But then I started getting lots of press for another one of helping start the Ratatouille musical movement from TikTok, which now has exploded and broken the internet. And that started to get a lot of traction. And then once James Corden hit with all the press from Ratatouille, that's when I started to hear from producers and managers and agents and record labels asking, what are you up to next? What are you doing? What's your next big project?
And what is it?
That's a great question. I have one piece called Breathe, Portraits of a Pandemic, that we actually have a reading of next week. And we've been writing it throughout this pandemic. It's a series of 5 short stories, and I'm songwriter on one of them. And we are hoping to have a reading of that in the spring at the 92nd Street Y in New York, which is really exciting. And then I'm also working on a children's piece at the moment with an amazing Australian book writer and my lyricist that's called Dot and the Kangaroo, which is really exciting. It's based on a very famous Australian novel that we're hoping also to get as an animated movie. And we have a reading of that in person with real humans in a room in January in Australia, because they are legally allowed to do that. And we'll be Zooming in from the US, but it'll be nice to see actual humans in a room creating theater.
Oh, I look forward to that someday again.
Yes, me as well. In person.
Well, I understand you have one little scoop for us. Yes, can Theater Talk have something first? What do you have cooking?
Yes, of course. I'm really excited to be on as the music supervisor, arranger, and songwriter for a one-night-only concert benefit for the Actors Fund of Ratatouille the Musical, which has been Disney sanctioned. So we're taking some of the best songs from TikTok, adding in a bunch of celebrities, a full orchestra, a full recording session to raise some money for the Actors Fund. I mean, you can get your tickets right now on TodayTix or ratatouzical.com.
Daniel, it has been so much fun talking to you and observing this journey you're on. It's just so thrilling and, of course, heightened by the fact that you are from Western New York. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's fun to listen to this when I used to listen to it on my own drive to school.
Oh,
we won't say how long ago that was.
So remember, everyone, tomorrow night, it's Taylor Mack, Holiday Sauce Pandemic at artpark.net. And Daniel, thanks again so much for being with us. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.